Simon Weisbart.
There's a lot that we're looking for yesterday. It took a couple of tests very quickly. There it speaks about this halacha about Shalosh Shulas on Yom Tov, yeah? It says that Tokuv Chav Tes. Lo Nagu Las for Shalosh Shulas. It says quite clearly in halacha that the meaning is not to do Shalosh Shulas on Yom Tov. That's the halacha there. You don't need to. The Maaseh, the halacha is that you don't need to. That's the halacha. The Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. Ki Im Shtei Suz Arav Shachris, Chai Rechem and Pass. That's it. But here, yes, after knowing that Sudash Tish Mishach, even though some we don't make Sudash Tish Rapas, God Mokum Tok Shirach or Pavis. It's good to eat Pavis, actually, on Yom Tov, he says, for a third meal. But yes, because of the Samurai, Shem is there, Nispachit Hamini Lech of Yom Tov, Tavshit Echa Yosu Mishach, is an extra dish for a morning meal, Shechoshe Rokum Suda. Should be counted as an extra part of Suda. But Allah got the Shabbos, 8 miles there in Sudash Tish, for Yom Tov, the Mini to have an extra dish for Shachris. Very interesting. Very interesting. Right. I must say, this topic is fascinating for a very long time, actually. That's the style of, if you've upset someone, so, do you have to actually ask him explicitly to forgive you?
Good question.
It's a good question, actually. It's very, very relevant, unfortunately, sometimes. Let's start right from the beginning. Let's go from the beginning. So, first of all, is halacha, that's the Mishnah says in, what do you call it, in Mishnah's Yuma? Havei Shem Benon Lamokim Yom Kippur Mechabes. Mo'ed Gazach, actually, that. Any Havei that person done between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means a person, for example, I don't know what, Et Chazer. It's a horror. The Et Chazer, he walked past, spelled away, I walked sometimes past, what's it called, that one in the fort. I think there must be something there in that restaurant. There must be something there. It smells lunch very nice. Someone, I think it's a horror level. He fell for it and he went to have something to eat. So, I say, that's something, not a mockumdicker thing. There, the Mishnah says, you keep a machab.
With
tshuva,
that?
With tshuva. Mishnah says, talk about with tshuva. A person does tshuva. Very easy, we come to this person. A person does tshuva. You keep it, it's machab. Then the Mishnah carries on. Vesh, we're on the Havere. However, Havere between man and his fellow man, that's in the washer, someone stole from his friend, so he chaperoned his friend, he upset his friend. It doesn't work until you ask your friend for forgiveness. Says the Rabbi, that's the Maaseh, the whole shal of tshuva, the Maaseh, the mitzvah, the Minatoyer, the passage to do tshuva. When you have to do tshuva exactly, there's a lot of questions. Zichel, and unfortunately, there's zichel inyan for Yom Kippur to make sure one's retired oneself. That's zichel inyan to do, to make sure that for Yom Kippur one is tov. And what does that mean, tshuva? Normally we understand tshuva means a person has to have chalotis to regret what he did. He has to make a Kabbalah, he won't do it again. As he was a chet, yeah, and bitu. Those are the four stages that a person needs in order to do teshuva. It has to be serious, obviously. It has to be a serious business. He means it seriously. Okay. Now, that's also interesting, that kol zman, the person has to forgive you. It means if someone didn't have a between man and his fellow man, the guy does not forgive you. So, within reason, the passage, that means the Avera is not Nilchal, the Avera is not Moichel, and it doesn't even help to ask a Kosh Baruch for forgiveness, because the Avera, someone stole from his fellow friend, let's say, right? And the Maase, he's upset at whatever he's done, so he's done the Avera, but not the Avera. The only way he could do Tshuva is to give the item back, and then he has to ask a Kosh Baruch for forgiveness. That's what we're right around. It means while he's got the item, it doesn't help, really, the fact that he's asked Hashem for forgiveness. Unfortunately, it's like Torah Shev Biyodeh, it's no good. He's got the Avera in his hands. Doesn't help. He has to rectify what he's done wrong first, and then he can ask the Kosh Baruch to forgive him. That's the thing over here. So this is our lock and our shulchan aruch.
If I ask
the
non-Jew for forgiveness, do you have to ask the non-Jew for forgiveness?
Good question, actually. If you made a chilul Hashem properly, then you probably do have to ask for forgiveness. If you're upsetting, you made the chilul Hashem. You have to undo that chilul Hashem. So in top reish vav sif aleph, this is where the halachas are coming to ask someone for forgiveness. Is top reish vav sif aleph. Avei shemiru lechavei inak yomachav atchi yifaisenu. So the avei between your fellow man, he doesn't get forgiven until you mafais him. Remain in a fight for Shem, so then the whole Shah has to do it. So that's the first halacha. You have a question of a fight. Now, I asked the question, I wondered myself, is it best you go yourself? Or can you send a shliach? Sorry? So it's an interesting thing that actually, Itzel brings a raya from the Gemara in Yuma. Gemara says an interesting thing in the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says there was a butcher who upset Rav. So the Gemara says that Rav on Erev Yom Kippur said to, I can't remember who it was, he said, go to his friend, let's go to the butcher. I've forgotten who it was, so the other Gemara said to him, why are you going there? What are you doing? He said, he has to ask for forgiveness. He said, if you go there, you're going to cause a lot of trouble for him. Anyway, Rav went there, he went to the butcher, and the butcher, I didn't say what the machlokes was about, but the butcher didn't care about Rav. He's not interested in asking him for forgiveness, for mechila. So the Gemara says there, I think something, the bone of the cow stuck up, hit him, and he killed him. So Esther says, what was Rav doing there? What did Rav want to go to the butcher for? So he says, Rav says, Gemara says, well, Israel brings a rav from that Gemara. Interesting thing is that the person has to ask the person for forgiveness. It's a chelik of the kapora, a chelik of the atonement, is the one who did the avera, ask the person who did the avera to forgive him. Otherwise, Rav could have stayed at home and said to himself, I forgive this butcher. It looks like a chelik of the kapora, a chelik of the atonement, is that a person goes to advise himself to go along and ask the person for mechila. It's a chiddush. I'm not saying it's not mamish ma'akeh. You see about this actually. It's not mamish ma'akeh, but it looks like it's a chelik of the tshuva to go and be mevazel oneself, to degrade yourself and go and ask the person for forgiveness.
You have to tell him what you did.
See. I'll come to that. What do you have to say? What was she?
So if I go to the
non-Jew
and say, well, I did
sin,
would you be happy to hear that?
Depends what you did, Moshe. Don't be dumb. That's what you did. You have to know. Yeah. That's a good question. I'm sure you didn't know it. If I know you, Moshe, didn't really make it. Nothing major. But it's an interesting thing, that ideally, it's best to go to the person. But I think the Mephoshim speak out quite clearly. Sometimes, if the person's very angry with him, it makes it worse sometimes. You aggravate the situation. So I saw a Moshe as a Shiloh, can you send a letter to a person? He's talking about an interesting sharing, Moshe, an anonymous letter. Moshe, let's say someone Reuben stole off Shimon. Yeah. But Shimon doesn't know who stole off him. So he writes a letter to Shimon anonymously, I stole off you, I'm returning the item back to you, please you forgive me. Well, you return the item and he's asking for forgiveness.
Yes, and who's forgiving?
Who's the letter know? Whoever it was,
just give him this object back, put it in his letterbox and walk away.
No, that's no good, because at the end of the day, the person can have a sad from having the item stolen. So when you write a letter and tell him, please forgive me for that sad that I've caused you, he knows what's happened and that's right.
I got a letter once from Halkins saying for £20, saying that they stole.
They stole?
Yeah, and they wrote there, please can you, Sunday morning, put a stick on the front door, why means...
Very nice, actually. Nice idea. I won't ask what you did.
What
did
you do?
Why then? Very nice. So there's a money is up. First, I must tell you, the mice are locked in very bad. They've done something wrong. Mice are people stole it. They've done things wrong. I'm going to come to the more serious events. Stealing is one thing. I mean, we still never. So, interesting stuff. It happens very often. But people steal the marshal. I mean, people have got Yitz Horonebuch. They steal things. And afterwards, they learn about halachas. You mustn't steal. And they want to make up what they've done, but it's very bad to go to the shopkeeper and tell them, "I've already stolen from you." So this the chayav will be an eitzah. A person does what he did nicely. Writes a letter, an anonymous letter. I say you could do it now. You could do it probably with a polo. What's it called? It's a polo. What's it called? When I can have an address that people have sent to me, but
PO box.
So I'm sure a way of doing it. The chayav, it looks like the ideal of doing teshuva is to go along to the person and ask to forgive you. That's the ideal. But practically speaking, that doesn't work. A person knows he's not going to do it. And what I'm saying, zikr does count. This way, zikr helps at all. Zikr better than nothing.
The problem is, it's also hard to do something like that. It doesn't have that
intent. All right, let's come to this point. This is a very interesting point. This I've been busy with very, very long time. It's very interesting. Shara. I always had a problem with this, actually. In the Chofetz Chaim, this is a very well-known story with the Chofetz Chaim. When the Chofetz Chaim wrote the Sefer, he asked for Haskam for a Yisrael Sanat. And it says that Rabbi Saul's read the Sefer, and Rabbi Saul said to the Chofetz Chaim, he's masking to the Sefer of the Chofetz Chaim, there's one thing that he doesn't agree to. It's a very well-known story. This part of the story is very well-known. So the Chofetz Chaim said, which part are you not masking to? So Rabbi Saul Salam says, if you write in your Hilchos Chametz, in the Hilchos Lashon Hara, if someone spoke Lashon Hara about someone, let's say, for example, someone spoke about an accountant. He said, this guy's a crook, don't let him do it. So what happened is, a lot of people listened to him. He did not, people did not now go to this accountant. The accountant lost a lot of money because of him. He now comes along and wants to do tshuva. So the tshuva is to go up to the accountant to say, look, I'm very sorry, Rosha. I must say the truth. A few years ago, I spoke about your Lashon Hara to my friend, and I got passed around to other people. Now, you're not a good accountant. You're dodgy, you're crooked, and everything. You know, you're really not a good person to deal with. And now I've got regret. I said, what is that what you said about me? I can't believe it. So the Chovetz Chaim says, that's what you have to say to the accountant. So the source of the says, I don't understand. What right have you got to Messiah the accountant because you want to destroy? How many will time actually this? Have you got a right to cause distress to the accountant? He's going to go to bed tonight. He's going to say to himself, terrible. My name's been defamed because this sugar over here has decided to, what do you call it, to spread bad names around. It's not even true. Now he comes out from Mechila. What am I supposed to do? So it's an interesting thing. Am I mechuyev to ask the accountant directly, tell him directly what I've done? It's very, very embarrassing. It's embarrassing for the person who has to ask the mechila, and it's embarrassing also for the accountant. So the source said, I can't be masking that you can be mitzari yi because you want to do tshuva. On that, the story goes, the Chovetz Chaim answered the source, you're 100% right, I agree with you in Svara. As I state Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that's what you have to do. So I always heard that was a story, that was the end. The problem is, there's one problem. First of all, the Chovetz Chaim himself in the Mishnah Berurah, he speaks out clearly that if a person's going to upset the person when he tells him what he's done wrong, he shouldn't say what he's doing. He shouldn't say what he's done. I got to Moshe, I said to Moshe, do me a favor, will you be Moshe with anything I've done during the year?
Anything I may have done.
I've done, whatever. So Moshe, I should tell Moshe what I've done wrong. But I know, so if I speak out, I'll be very embarrassing. Embarrassing for him, embarrassing for me. It's very, very embarrassing. So the Mishnah Berurah says in here that you don't speak out. That occurs a contradiction. So that Moshe, let me ask that kasha. I may make a distinction. Shlomo Zalman makes a distinction between the fact that if you're going to cause a small tzar or a big tzar. The Chovetz Chaim is talking about in Lashon Hara when you're going to cause a small distress to the person. So for that, it's worthwhile speaking out. Here, where you're going to cause a major distress to the person, then you should not speak out. Interesting. I must say, it's a very interesting point, this. And Shlomo Zalman himself takes on... What? No, go ahead. Shlomo Zalman himself says over here, Shlomo Zalman speaks about this over here in Perek Yom Sivov, and he gives a chra like this. So first we say that is ba'ofen mechila. When you ask mechila, ba'ofen klali in a general way, shemavakach b'chaver mechila kol mashachotlo. You go up to a friend, ask him for mechila. Ma'il l'fkiya kala b'vatz. So if you just say a general statement, please be moichel me for anything I've done to you during the year. That what Shlomo Zalman says, for general things that you've said to a person during the year, I mean, you could be you've upset someone just very slightly, you can't remember clearly what you've done. It's very easy, you must realize, amongst friends, it's very easy. Someone says someone to something, you upset them for a few seconds. That means Mechila. So he says, for that, you can make a general question of asking for Mechila, and the guy says, yes, that helps.
Still Rosh Hashanah. He's still going to get it.
What?
Who says it's your friend? Maybe someone that you...
I'm talking about over here, he says, a general person, it's a small begin you did, and a general asking is good enough. Says the Shlomo Zalman, that if you spoke Lashon Hara, if you spoke Lashon Hara by your chaver, the ain chaver you did was there, and em yigal lo chaver he'll be Messiah, he paskes not al chaver's time, lo yigal lo dom zeh. So if you're going to cause a big embarrassment to a person, then Shlomo Zalman says, speak out what you did wrong.
So say the same thing. I could have spoken Lashon Hara about you, so are you emotional? Are you emotional if I've said anything bad about you?
Yeah, I must tell you, it's a serious business, gentlemen. If you spoke Lashon Hara about someone, first of all, you have to rectify what you did. I mean, let's say, for example, you told someone, this guy's a crook as a camel, don't go to him. I said, whatever you could undo, you're mechuyev to undo.
Okay,
so all your chavelim that you told that you shouldn't go to, you have to go along and tell them that you made a mistake.
It's not damage, it's gossip. It's not damage.
You've done gossip. That's cool, guy. If you tell them,
I told them that you spoke rubbish yesterday. That's wrong.
He might not come to the show anymore.
See,
you don't realise what's going on. Yeah. Someone says, don't go to this shop, it's very, very expensive. I find it very, very expensive. And he's not compared prices. I mean, the shop's not more expensive. Okay. Very many people tell you this. They make a mistake. They say, don't go to this person. Someone told me, for example, he knows a certain professional. So, someone told him, it's amazing how it goes in the mind. He said, if I knew you, I wouldn't take this guy. I've had him before, he's no good. The guy said to me, they had an impression on me. I don't use him anymore, this guy. I don't use him. Now, when the first guy was right telling him, yes or no, maybe he was right, but if he was wrong, he's made a loss to this person. He's caused a loss to this person. The Lashon Hara has caused a loss to this person. So you have to know what you're doing. When you're saying something, you have to know, you have to tell the Chofetz Chaim says, because of this, actually, really what he said the Chofetz Chaim, because you have to ask the person actually Mechila, go to him and ask him a Mechila, a person should think twice before he says something bad about someone.
Yeah.
Because it's very embarrassing. You're going to make it. I'm saying it's all in the telling. It's all
okay. So you try to rectify it, but can you tell the guy, I'm sorry, I may have said Lashon Hara about you, it was Lashon.
Is it embarrassing to go and tell him clearly what you did wrong?
Yes, I can't.
Yes, if that's what Shlomo Zalman said, if that's the case, it's very embarrassing to tell him what you did wrong, then you can rely on this fact, the Rosh,
just to say to him,
that I've done something, please do motor me.
Oh, I may have said something about you this year, why are you motor me?
Yeah, it's not a blow. I mean, someone said to me in Kerala, if the damage is ongoing, it doesn't help. I'm not sure what to do, I don't know.
Because I spoke to
him
about you, it's like.
It's very hard, I must say. I was just looking at my notes actually, so I saw Shlomo Falk, because I said, I asked for a Falk. I can't understand, how does it work this? I go up to someone, for example, an accountant. I spread bad news about him, he's no good. I go up to him, I say, generally, are you motoring me? He says, yeah. I go, I'm a healer. It's a joke, really. If you know what, I didn't even know you're motoring
me. Never,
yeah. Yeah, but then again, you wouldn't approach him.
It's a joke, I'm a healer. What healer am I asking him? I'm asking him to motor me, it's a joke.
Yeah, but
exactly.
You wouldn't approach him because it's embarrassing, you wouldn't do it ordinarily.
Well, have I gained anything by asking him? I've asked him to motor him, it's a joke. She said, interesting thing, I said, look at my notes. She said, an interesting thing. He said, the halacha is that if someone asks Mechila three times, and the guy three times, because it goes three times, different people have asked the person Mechila, the guy says that he's not merciful, that's it.
Not consent.
Someone didn't obey someone. I go up to the person, I say, excuse me, will you be merciful? He says, no, I'm not merciful. Again, I bring some other people with me, and I go up to him and say, will you be merciful me? He says, no, I'm not merciful. I take a third group of people, I go up to him and say, will you be merciful? He says, no, I'm not merciful. Shulnah says there, it's not Oshnah, much is Shemra, I'm Potter. So Potter said, what's going on there? Where's your children? Have you got children? There's enough. He said, you see from there, he said, about halacha, that once a person does what he's supposed to do, I'll pay halacha, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu already accepts that. He said, if you're over here as well, if the Maisi you're not meant to tell him, you're going to embarrass him by speaking out, so you've done what you have to do, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is already forgiven.
Even though he wouldn't have forgiven you.
It's a big finish, if I say it. What? The Shulman also about Beinon and the Chavir as well, yeah? I stole from you, let's say, for example, yeah? And I come back to you three times, and you're not Moichel, I'm finished, I'm potter. I get a machine, I don't have to do any more. Unless it says, well, I'm going to Shemra, then I can keep going back. You've got a right to say no, and I'm going to Moichel. But anything else, if I'll come three times back to the person, and the person says, I'm not being Moichel, you Al Khan is the Chiv of the person who did the Avera, and then it stops. She said to me, right, where's the children? How you got children in the case? Yeah, it's wrong. The other guy's wrong to be so nasty, but I'm just telling you, the guy who's done what he's supposed to do, he's potted now from the children. He has to go to the Bosham, of course. He has to stay to the Bosham. I'm sorry, but he's done what he has to do.
Okay, we say it's for the Zaka.
And I'm coming back. So the Maisa, are you with me, yeah? So he said to me, from there's a raya that once you've done what you're supposed to do, he said, once you've done what you're supposed to do, then the Rebbe Shem considers that that's your husband. So he said to me, who are you over here? If because of embarrassment, you're going to cause a person to be embarrassed and tell them what you've done wrong. That's enough just to say the statement, but that's good enough. Okay. The other thing is, that I always said before. It's a Kiddush, I know it's a Kiddush. Yeah, I've lost a lot of business there. No one's going to go to this account anymore. It's a terrible thing that I've done. I mean, obviously, I must try and rectify what I've said. If I could tell the people what I said was wrong, and I could undo it, of course, I'm going to do it. To go around. The other question is also interesting. Is what about this thing that I said? First of all, people say, well, it goes secretly without you, register them. I'm going to everyone what I've done.
Yeah.
There's the Twitter Zaka, which one says on Yom Kippur. Yeah, if you say that's no good. Yeah, that's another interesting. So I said, can I say that? I'm not going to my friend, I'll be going to them.
Yeah, no good question.
So first of all, that's this halacha Rebitzel. Rebitzel says that ideally one should go to the person asking Mechila. That's a chelik of the kapara. A chelik of the kapara is to go to the person. So ideally one should not rely on this. But a I'm saying it's better than nothing. If one has that, one's a basket of the person, one can rely on it. It's not ideal. An ideal chelik of the kapora is to go to the person and ask them people. Vice versa. I mean, the mice of people do things wrong the whole time.
Yeah, I say that exactly, not the vice versa.
Yeah, I'm saying you haven't got the ideal, but if he's moichel, you know he's moichel you. Well, I must say, most people, most friends, any normal person, they say things to someone during the year, they didn't realize it could be a sort of joke, and the person got offended with it. Now, do you have to ask the cleaner for that? I think it's an interesting thing. It happens the whole time. I mean, people say innocent statements, they don't realize the person gets upset with it. The choy, you've upset him. You would have thought. So there, people do allow this to fill a zakah. Or as Rebbe Zalman said, on a small pagia, one's allowed to just ask the person generally for just a very general statement. But if it's more serious, then he's not so embarrassed to ask him, it's zikha better to go and person to person himself, actually ask him what, to say, you're really sorry what you've done.
Send him a message.
You can send him by a shliach. Again, a person thinks the only way to do it is to buy a shliach, and one can do it by a shliach. It's better to go oneself. Yeah, you can do that. I'm saying you can do it. The thing is, the Moedi Zakah, people come with shalom together. It's a nice thing. People make peace together. It's a Moedi Zakah, actually. But it's a good thing to do. Most of these arguments are very petty. That's the truth. Most of these things come out of it. Yeah, that's also true. But that's what I want to try and make it. Of course, I want to show them as much as people, as much as one can. I'm saying the shops are very important, actually. One has to realize that in the shop, people make mistakes. It works both ways.